If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Good evening and good morning in some parts of the world here. Calling all sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I am Marty Terrell, a Monday into a Tuesday as we talk the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Of course, as we say it every week on a Monday, a lot to get to. And, of course, big Super Bowl week as well. So we will have plenty to talk about. It'll be a well-guested week as well as we get to it. Obviously, the Kyrie Irving trade to Dallas, the Steph Curry injury, the Lakers and the rest of the league standing by as the NBA trade deadline hits on Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So we'll keep an eye on that. A lot of college basketball and, you know, Duke and Carolina on a Saturday night. And it was kind of a big ho-hum. Not a horrible game, but just doesn't have that marquee Duke North Carolina draw that the years past we have seen. Justin Rose wins at Pebble Beach. We'll recap that as well. But yeah, we'll do a lot on the Super Bowl. Fred Smith will come in here. He was all fixated with the NASCAR at LA Coliseum. Martin Truex Jr. and Toyota had a big weekend, nudging out Chevrolet. So we'll even give them a little bit of a hit as well. We'll do that at 25 past the hour. Dom's download as well. We'll look at Steph Curry, Golden State. You know, listen, much like the Celtics a year ago, Golden State's just going to have to get into the playoffs and take that class and that talent and be ready when the season matters most, and that's postseason. Your regular season record, look, you're playing for seed, you're playing for home court. I'm not saying it's not important. It is, but it's not omni-important, such as getting into the postseason, maybe getting some home games, and a much bigger deal. So we got a lot to get to on a Monday into a Tuesday here. And don't forget, Muggsy's here in Central Iowa. They're all pumped up for Iowa State men's hoop. The women's teams here, unbelievable. Iowa State women, the Iowa women, very, very good team. Obviously, South Carolina undefeated on the women's side and Indiana playing well, but it was a great weekend for college basketball. As we head towards Super Bowl Sunday, then we turn the page next week. This time next week, yeah, we'll put a wrap on the Super Bowl, but it'll be college basketball front and center. We get it rolling here on a Monday into a Tuesday. It's Calling All Sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, presented by Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub in Central Iowa for our fans out here.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way as we talk the world of sports. A lot to get to, as we said. We'll run through it. Of course, Kyrie Irving, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. It's old hat by now. We know that. I'll say what everyone else says because it's true. I mean, the guy's a magnificent talent. I'll take you back to his 2 years in Boston. I mean, a tremendous talent. But you know what you're getting? You're just getting a clubhouse lawyer. You're getting a guy who just finds trouble wherever he goes. This is kind of like the situation where, you know, geographical cure. You know, you, 3.5 years in Brooklyn and one playoff series win for Brooklyn. And he and Durant were going to be the, they were going to carry the torch in the Eastern Conference and win multiple titles, and they've barely gotten a sniff. He's only played in like 42% of his games that he's been under contract. There's been suspensions. Yeah, granted, there was some COVID stuff, and, you know, I get all that. But, man, oh, man, it's just all the histrionics. So, you know, look, at this is right up Mark Cuban's alley. If anybody can turn him around in the NBA from an ownership perspective, I believe it to be Mark Cuban. And I'm a big Cuban fan. I think, you know, look, is he crazy? Is he a nutty owner? Yes. But, I mean, the guy is so passionate. He loves the NBA. He loves his Dallas Mavericks. And I think he will be able to convey that to Kyrie Irving and say, look, you know, he's an Indiana guy. So, you know, Cuban understands basketball. Kyrie being a Duke guy in New Jersey and grew, you know, was born over in Australia, came from a pretty nice family situation. He's been a pain in the ass as an NBA player wherever he's been. Cleveland, the one title, he and LeBron, and of course LeBron now saying he's disappointed he doesn't have Kyrie, and yeah, it would have been a difference maker. Yeah, it would have been, but you know what? Look how that three-headed monster, LeBron, Davis, and Westbrook, that's been a mess. Throw Kyrie in there. To me, it's another fly in the ointment as far as I'm concerned. Who knows? It might work. It may be so dysfunctional and so horrific on the surface, it would probably work out, and who knows? Maybe the Lakers would emerge and prescribe to that theory. All they got to do is get into the postseason. If they get a player like Kyrie Irving, maybe it could all come together and everything would just be fine. Who knows? But, yeah, he's immensely talented. But as I look at the Western Conference, I mean, look how that Western Conference is structured right now. You got Denver, Memphis, Sacramento. The Clippers get ignored because of the behemoth that they share the buildings with at the Crypto Center. And that being, of course, the Lakers and LeBron and the three-headed monster. The Clippers get ignored. I think the Clippers are dangerous. They, too, though, have, you know, injury situations. The coaching there can be shaky. The Clippers are on the cusp, but they never seem to just stack up. They just come in just one rung below being an elite team. Maybe that changes. Who knows? But there's no strong, you know, evidence in their DNA that the Clippers are all of a sudden going to wave a magic wand. But listen, everything kind of goes on hold between now and Thursday, because I think this is going to be one of the most prolific trading sequences between now and Thursday at 3 East, 12 noon Pacific time. And keep an eye on that Western Conference, because Dallas just lobbed a salvo, and I think there will be some response to that. Does that mean that, you know, the Lakers are going to go out and get somebody? Yeah, they have to, because there's a level of dysfunction there, and they need help. They need help, and they need guys logging minutes. They need Davis to play. They need Westbrook to somehow find some of the gold dust that he had in years past. But that ship may have sailed. Memphis, you know, probably going to do something, get some depth. Golden State now has got the Curry situation. So you have to kind of take their situation and almost fast forward it to, you know, April, the end of the regular season, the postseason, to where Golden State needs to get healthy. And without Curry, we know what that team's going to do. They're not going to do anything. They just aren't. They'd be a first, in all probability, they might be able to win a first round series. But even then, that's going to be interesting. Phoenix is interesting. You know, I watched them on Friday night. They beat the Celtics in Boston. They're just a very hard team to figure out. I like Monty Williams. I think he's an excellent coach. You know, Chris Paul has kind of drank from the – seems to be, you know, sipping water from the fountain of youth a little bit. You know, he's not going to go off with the too many 30-point nights, but he's a great floor general. He's a coach out there on the floor. On those wooden panels, he's a great general. You know, so Phoenix is probably going to be active. But that – in Sacramento, look, they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun to watch. They're dangerous. Are they dangerous in the postseason? We'll see. That team could gel. That team could be a factor. They might be one of those teams like we saw back in the mid-90s, that year that, you know, Denver all of a sudden caught lightning in a bottle. You know, I wouldn't expect it, but Sacramento's got some ability. They make it entertaining. They could win a series or two. They will be a very, very interesting team to follow come April and postseason time. So that's where we sit right now with the NBA. And in the Eastern Conference, don't look now, but Boston's been, you know, farting around here a little bit, on again, off again. They put together the 9-game winning streak, and then, you know, the Orlando's had their number this year. They've been sloppy against the Bulls earlier this year. They were sloppy against Cleveland. They were sloppy against Phoenix on Friday night. You know, when they stack up again, they got Philadelphia Wednesday night in the Garden, at TD Garden Wednesday night. Don't look now. Milwaukee's on fire. They're only a game back for that one seed in the East. Brooklyn made a run. Well, they can wave the white flag, but right there after Milwaukee is Philadelphia. And, you know, Philly's a head-scratcher. Watched them last night, gave that game to the Knickerbockers. And Doc Rivers is feeling the heat, but how much heat he's going to feel remains to be seen, because it's not a bad team. It's not a bad team at all. Philly's got, you know, Maxey is excellent. Obviously, Embiid is a player you build around. Harden's still got plenty of tread left on his tires. They've got some great perimeter shooters, and they get after it. They defend here a little bit. The thing is, they disappear in weird sequences, and that was on display last night, Madison Square Garden. Sunday night game in the Garden, a rare Sunday night game, an ESPN Sunday night game. Got to watch that game very closely. And Philadelphia, you know, look, at 21-point lead in the first half, let the Knicks hang around. The Knicks come back. The McBride kid out of West Virginia knocking down threes. Randall is playing. I mean, this kid took a lot of heat in the offseason. I mean, a lot of heat. You know, he's not a primetime player. He's not tough enough for New York. He's not, you know, he's not an elite player. Randall took a lot of heat for the Knicks because they transgressed a year ago. After the 2 years ago, they were pretty solid. Then they transgressed. They were supposed to move forward. Leon Rose in the front office. You know, but they've got some pieces now, and they're starting to come together here a little bit. They really are. Brunson's a nice piece. Evan Fournier last night and McBride, just two guys that you didn't expect to see it, were dropping threes. They shot the ball very well, got the lead, and then made free throws down the stretch and pulled away and won that game convincingly. So the Knicks are interesting. The Knicks and the Sacramento Kings, I think, are each a version of themselves. Sacramento out west and the Knicks in the east. You just don't know what you're going to get. It's like a grab bag. Some nights they look great. The other nights you're sitting there scratching your head saying, can't take this team serious. So that's where we are right now with the NBA. College basketball, as I said, Duke and North Carolina played on Saturday night. Did I watch it? Sure. I mean, it's Duke and North Carolina, but there's something missing. I don't know if it's the coaches. You know, you got Hubert Davis and Shire. Of course, you don't have the legend Krzyzewski, and you don't have Roy Williams. And even before that, you don't have, you know, Dean Smith, who, of course, went up against Krzyzewski. And there's a great rivalry. Tobacco Road is alive and well. The rivalry, though, it's just missing something. And I think it's in a transitional stage right now. I still think Duke and North Carolina is an elite matchup. And these are elite universities. And nothing too soon is going to change to diminish that. But with the transition from the coaches to startup guys, former players at, you know, Hubert Davis at Carolina, Shire at Duke, it's going to take some time for this to kind of reset and reboot itself. All right, golf, Justin Rose at Pebble Beach. We'll look at that. But Fred Smith's going to join us. We'll get him cranked up. We'll do Dom's Download 2 coming up in the final segment. We'll look at streaming and screaming about in the world of sports, what you'll be watching on a Monday into a Tuesday. Right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here. We're presented by Muggsy's Pizza House, an Irish pub for the Super Bowl. Get your reservations, 515-599-6215. 515-599-6215. Keep it right here on Sports Byline.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Talk of the world of sports here, Monday into a Tuesday across the country and around the world on Sports Byline broadcast and American Forces Radio Sirius XM throughout the night. Scores, interviews, and highlights. Well, Tom Brady, we went a whole week after he retired. We touched on it, you know, a little bit, a little dabble do us is what we did. We steered clear of all the histrionics, but we got to get our man, the common fan, Fred Smith, to weigh in. You know, they're going to bring Brady back to New England, at least on a one-day contract, I would think. Fred, what's the mood there? And are you guys thawed out, by the way? Man, you had some cold, cold weather there in the Northeast.
Yes, sir, Marty, you're right. We did. I had a record here at my house, 19 below. And, man, it was cold. It was water pipes, sprinkler heads popping off. The poor guys in the fire department were running from one to another. And, we had some brutal cold. First thing, geez, I think it was 2006 or something. God bless, it was only a day. But, yeah, that
I heard sure. record. Well, hold on a minute. Record lows. Not only that, you guys had wind, I heard, that was unbelievable. So it might have felt like 19 below, but it was more like 30 or 40 below, I'm told. Is that true?
Yeah, the wind chill factors were right up there. You guys get that in the Midwest, but you really don't have any mountains where you can kind of dive in and get out of the valleys and get away from it. But, yeah, it's winter. It hasn't really been much. No snow. I feel bad for the snow people. They're lugging their machines all the way up northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire. You got to go up there for skiing. It certainly doesn't feel like winter with no snow on the ground, really. So we'll see how the rest of the groundhog saws shadow. So we got more winter coming.
There you go. Six more weeks. Talking to Fred Smith, common man, the common fan. Joining us here on Calling All Sports. All right, what are they going to do with Brady? Is there a lot of groundswell? What was the reaction? I mean, I talked to a few people back there. They seemed like they had Brady fatigue. Size it up from your perspective. You see a lot of people there. What's the mood?
Well, you know, he shot and shot last year and he retired. And what was that, 40 days? Then he came back. Now, you know, it's deja vu all over again. Brady's retiring. And he used everything up last year, so it was like, find a place on the sand, and I'm leaving, and that's it. So somebody went down there, grabbed some sand. It's already up to 100,000. Did you see that?
Yeah, stupid. I mean, it's just crazy.
Crazy. Who's going to pay 100,000 for that, right?
Yeah, people are stupid. Well, they don't know what to do with all that money. So what's the mood there? I mean, Kraft kind of, you know, and I saw Belichick's statement, which he's going to take the high road. We know there was friction there, but time's the great healer, time's the great revealer. How do you think they should handle it, and how do you think they will handle it? Because he's, you know, he's the Patriots' favorite son, and he'll forever be a face of the franchise. I mean, he really will.
There's no way you can't bring him back for a one-day contract and have him retire as a Patriot. That would be absurd. All the good years and everything we had up here, that's like a no-brainer. That's going to happen. It's probably in the works already.
Right.
And that I think he deserves it. I'm okay with it. You know, he built a legacy up here, and that's his just reward, so... I think people have kind of moved on. The Super Bowl's taken front and center, which it should. Tom take a back seat for now and give all these guys participating in the game Sunday their due. It's their spotlight. What is it? There's something going on down there tonight? Some kind of press stuff? Or is everything happening tomorrow, Marty, on
Media Day? The whole thing, media day tomorrow, but tonight there's parties everywhere, every night. It's the NFL is 24/7, Super Bowl week. You know, back in the day, it used to be exciting. Right now, I would avoid it like the plague. It's just, you know, I'm at that age, man. You get jaded a little bit. It's for the young people to run around, drink too much, and make an ass out of themselves. And for some people, they're going to find their way into the Maricopa County Jail is what happens with all that alcohol flowing. Hey, back to Brady. You don't have to comment. He's going to join Fox next year, so he's going to steer clear. He may make a cameo on Super Bowl coverage because they've got the game on Fox, but he'll go to Fox full time. That deal, that 10-year deal, mark my words, will be slow to get started and quick to end. He's not going to be in the booth long. I'm just telling you, he's not. He's got bigger fish to fry. He'll do it for a while, and I mean after a year or two, he's going to get sick of it. You wait and see. He's going to do something with that TB12. He's going to take that national, international, whatever he's doing. The TV analyst thing is not going to suit him. I think he'll be okay with it, but you know, Fox is just going to get the bump off that. Here's where I want to go with you, though, and that's the Patriots organization. Fred, I think the fans there, and you're one of them, you guys have to brace yourself. This team may be down for a while. I'm serious. There is no indication anytime soon. And if you look at Belichick, he is not drafted really all that well. So this could be a real – well, go ahead. Have a take. Let's hear what you have to say.
Rome wasn't built in a day, so it's going to take a little bit. They're, you know, they got Bill O'Brien coming in. They're interviewing for some other coaches. It is going to be a process. If they can get Mac Jones clicking in an offense that he's familiar with and plays to his game and get some receivers and Ramondre Stevenson come back, you know, I think they'll be competitive. But obviously last year's experiment didn't work. The fans, you know, we knew that from the get-go. Everybody was shaking their heads, but – you know, I think, you know, they'll turn it around. We'll be competitive. We're going to win more games next year than we did this year. So I haven't looked at the schedule. I think.
Well, that's not saying much, though, Fred. I mean, come on, 8-9. I mean, you got to remember, you got Buffalo. The Jets are going to improve. If the Jets go out and get Rodgers, look out. Miami's better. I mean, the Patriots are going to go from champions to the basement in their own division, for crying out loud, let alone the AFC. I'm serious. This is going to be
play it one game at a time, and you don't want to put a lot of pressure on it. But it'll be what it'll be, but they'll win more games than this year. That's an easy assumption to make. But
well, we'll see. I'm going to hold you to that.
10-6 or 11-5, I don't know. You know, it's a little bit far off for now.
Yeah, well, the official schedule doesn't. We know who they're playing. We just haven't seen the schedule yet, and that matters because you want to see how the games stack up. Hey, what about this, though? That fan base is spoiled, Fred. And I'm not knocking you guys, and I'm one of them, but that's a spoiled fan base. They're not going to – if they don't win more than eight ball games next year, I'm telling you, that fan base is spoiled. They need a reality check there. Have a quick hit on that. That's a spoiled fan base.
Yeah. Well, we're so used to winning, we're not used to losing, and nobody likes a loser, right? I mean,
no, you like a loser.
Good. Yep. When you're losing, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of accusations, finger pointing, this and that. A team starts, you know, the chemistry and stuff. So there's work to do for sure. And same thing with the Red Sox fan base. They were all over John Henry.
Man.
Better do something. The fans up here are pretty rabid about their teams. They want a winning product on the field, and if you got a stinker, they'll let you know for sure.
Yeah, they will. You know what's funny? The Patriots and the Red Sox are down, and the Bruins and Celtics are flying high. That's why so many fans hate New England, because one franchise or two franchises up, then two others pick up the slack. You can't believe how lucky that fan base is. Seriously, think about that for a moment.
Yeah, right. You just summed it up really well. You got two clunkers, and then you got two winners, and it's easy to change lanes. I'm getting over in this lane.
That's right.
Back to Bruins, the Celtics. You know, Celtics are really clicking. So, you know, I guess, you know, and they're in season, so that's the biggest thing.
Yep.
We can work right on the other two here. Well, pitchers and catchers, what the Red Sox truck left last week for Florida, so they were loading on, 20,000 baseballs, 700 bats, all kinds of stuff, and they're already down there probably.
Hey, we got 55 days to opening day, for crying out loud, Fred. That's how crazy the Boston Globe is, because I read that over the weekend. It was like 57. Yeah. So we're down to 55 or 6 now before opening day against Baltimore. And, you know, we'll see. But I tell you what, that franchise has come down. Hey, give me a quick hit. We don't have a lot of time, but I got to be honest with you. When I saw that NASCAR thing, I said, you know what, I got to stop here and watch. That looked great on television. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather watch grass grow. But that played well on TV. And Truex got Toyota in the winner's circle, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Is that your first name, Martin, Marty? Or what is your real first name?
It is. It's Martin. That's right.
Truex is my guy. Your boy won. Martin Truex here. He didn't win a race at all last year.
I understand that.
He comes out of the gate and wins this non-points race, which was kind of fun. You know, a lot of work went into creating that thing at the Coliseum. That's a storied Coliseum with, you know,
absolutely
history up the wazoo. But, yeah, it was entertaining. It's a quarter-mile track, same as up the road that we used to go to all the time up to Monadnock. And, you know, it's
New
bumping
Hampshire
and grinding. It's,
yep.
Yeah, this is, you know, NASCAR season. That's always a sure sign of spring. You got two great sporting events coming up, the Super Bowl and then the Daytona 500 following the next weekend, and that's, you know, the stock car Super Bowl right out of the gate. That's an adrenaline rush. So yeah, I think, you know, they're trying to cater to the younger fans. NASCAR, you know, most of the people are older folks like us, and they're trying,
yep,
to get the younger generation into it. But that was a good show out there. A lot of race car drivers from California. I didn't realize how many come from out there.
Yeah, you got it. We're out of time, Freddie. Good job. The Common Man, the Common Fan here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here. We're coming back. Dom's Download in the On Deck Circle.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday. A lot of action tonight, although college basketball has got a slim schedule. We'll do that towards the top of the hour. Dominic Jimenez, our producer and contributor, Dom's Download, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne and Company, and Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub, located here in central Iowa. And they'll be gearing up for Super Bowl Sunday, and they're going to have a banged-out crowd. In fact, they had a Saturday this past weekend, kind of a good dry run for the Super Bowls. They had a big concert in town, and they were just overrun on Saturday night, which is a good dress rehearsal for Sunday, because it's going to be crazy Saturday and Sunday with big college basketball teams succeeding here in the Midwest. But let's get Dom in here. Dom's Download, again, brought to you by Muggsy's and by Vanguard Utility Partners. Dom, how are you? And I'll start right now with Curry and the Warriors. How much of a five-alarm, you know, distraught mood has that triggered there in the Bay Area with the Warriors, Golden State Warriors? I almost called them the San Francisco Warriors. Wow. With Golden State, obviously Curry goes down. That's not a good sign.
No, not in the slightest. And the way the team has been playing with Steph Curry has left a lot to be desired, and I think they're 500, barely hanging on to an expanded playoff spot. So no Steph. You're relying on guys who haven't been able to be reliable this season. Jordan Poole not looking like a max player, like the contract he got. Andrew Wiggins has been hurt or sick for a lot of the time lately. Klay still hasn't looked like Klay. Draymond Green, ironically enough, has been their best player as he heads towards free agency. They're going to be really reliant on their young guys like Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga. You might see James Wiseman get some extra burn, but it's far from an ideal situation. And honestly, I don't think they make the playoffs unless Steph can come back anytime soon.
Yeah, what are they saying on Curry? How long do they expect him to be out, or is it still undetermined? Because what I saw last night was undetermined. They really don't know for sure.
They don't know, but what I saw was multiple weeks, and that's such a basically minimum 2 weeks, but who knows how long it actually will be, because he did injure multiple ligaments in his knee, including one that attaches his tibia, fibia, and knee, in that kind of joint area. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's out for the rest of the year. I don't know, obviously, the inner workings of the injury. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what it actually looks like. But if in a few weeks they're like, yeah, we're kind of out of it, we're shutting Steph down so he doesn't get hurt worse, it wouldn't surprise me.
All right, so it's an injury. It's legit. Here's my pet peeve for the year, and I've been dying to ask you this, and so I'm going to get. And we didn't rehearse this, folks. This is raw. I have a huge pet peeve with the NBA, and that's when players. LeBron's done it. He did it as recently as this last East Coast swing. He didn't play in Brooklyn. You know, it drives me nuts. But these players are rested, and you know, I think of the fans in Cleveland, because you know the Warriors did this too. They played Boston, went to overtime. I think they lost the game. Next night in Cleveland, they just didn't dress anybody, hardly. I mean, five guys didn't dress, including Steph, including Klay, including I'm not even sure Jordan Poole dressed, but whatever.
He did.
He did dress. Okay, yeah. So you recall what I'm saying. But it drives me nuts. So how many kids, young kids, families, buy tickets in advance, Dom, knowing that there's one chance in Cleveland to see Steph Curry, or there's one chance in Miami to revisit LeBron when he comes in with the Lakers, or maybe two, and they don't dress. It drives me nuts. And Adam Silver, the commissioner, you know, listen, he says all the right things. This is a trend now that we see in the NBA. It makes me crazy. They don't do it even. I don't even see it in baseball, and they play 162 games. What is it, and how does it affect you? Does it bother you at all, or no?
I don't go to enough games as it is for it to bother me, but I will say, you know, if there was an East Coast team coming to play the war, I'm also I get to watch the Warriors when I do go to games here, so it's a little different. But if I lived in my home team was a smaller team, like if it was the Pacers or
put yourself in a market where, yeah, because you're in a big market and you get to see one of the elite teams with star players in your own building. So if a visiting team comes in and rests somebody, you're not there to see them anyway. So you might be, but it's more important that your team is in place. But go ahead.
Yeah, no. So say I'm all respect to the Pacers. If I'm a Pacers fan and the Warriors are coming in, of course I want to see Steph. If the Mavericks are coming in, of course I want to watch Luka, Damian Lillard with Portland. And it's funny that you say this, and this has become such a topic where about resting and missing games.
I actually
watched LeBron's first six games at the Oakland Coliseum when he from 02 to 08, I was at every LeBron Warriors game.
Nice.
And now the way that it is now, obviously he was a rookie, super young then, different story. But if you were to you wait for, because I've seen the tickets for the Lakers here at the Chase Center at Oracle before they moved. I've seen them up in Sacramento just because of the size of the fan base. So it's not even just that they're not getting to come. It's that they're having to pay a lot of money to not see these guys play. And we've seen it lately. Jimmy Butler was sick and he visited with a family who had traveled, I believe, from Argentina. We saw Donovan Mitchell do this similar thing with a family from Australia that came to see him. So, and Steph made a good point. He goes, hey, it's most of the time it's not us. It's from above saying, hey, we're resting you. Now, with somebody like Clay, I understand it. Major knee injury, torn Achilles back-to-back years. He hasn't been the same since then. I understand not wanting to push it and have him play back-to-backs. But when it comes to other guys who, when they are healthy, I understand the spirit of what the owners, or the governors, excuse me, and the coaches are trying to do, where this is an investment. This isn't just, hey, it's not sports, yeah, whatever. No, it's they have investments in these players, and they want these investments to pan out come playoff time and have them be as healthy and not completely run down come playoff time. So I understand the spirit of it, but I don't like it as a fan.
Well, here's a trivia question for you. And I have a feeling you're going to know this if you think about it. Do you know what organization and what coach in particular started this trend? There was one specific franchise that really
It was the Spurs and Kawhi, right?
Yes, it was. There you go, Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
Very good job out of you, Dominic Jimenez.
Thank you.
Very, very good job. Yeah, and it was even before that. He did it with David Robinson and did it with Tim Duncan. And did it with Tony Parker. I mean, he started to do it a little, but you're right. With Kawhi is when he really – the trend really got traction, and it drives me nuts. And so as soon as Popovich leaves the game, he's a decorated coach. He's done a great job. He's won, what, three championships? I'll give him his due, but I despise him for doing this because I think it rips the fans off. You know what the ticket prices are.
Mm-hmm.
You live in San Francisco. You live in one of the wealthiest, higher-end markets in the country. You know what Los Angeles is like. You know what New York is like. You know what, like, Boston's like, Chicago, Miami. And it's crazy. Anyways, I digress. Let's go to another direction. You're in a market where your team came close, but not so close. They lose. Does the Super Bowl ring hollow for you right now, or does the two-week gap kind of recharge your engine, and you'll be ready to go on Super Bowl Sunday at 3 o'clock your time?
See, Marty, as a 49ers fan, I could give two you-know-whats about the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm still mad and bitter at the Chiefs.
You're a sports fan, though, Don.
I am, but I'm not excited about it because I am a sports fan, but I'm a 49ers fan first, so I don't have a rooting interest in the game at all, so I don't want to root for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Still a bad taste in my mouth there. I'm definitely not going to root for the team that just knocked my team out with the Eagles, so I'm hoping for a good game, but I will say, while I may not be excited for the Super Bowl as I would be on a normal Super Bowl week, I will say on Sunday, I was at home. I'm like, what do I do? Because on the West Coast, we get football all day. It starts at 10 a.m. I've been on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone during the football season. I don't know how you all do it. It's not starting your football day until the afternoon. So from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays, it's my ritual. I'm home. I watch football. I was a little lost yesterday, and no, I did not bother watching the Pro Bowl. So in that regard, I'll be excited for the Super Bowl on Sunday, but eh.
But where it starts early for you guys on the West Coast, it ends early for you. We're up till 11 o'clock on Sunday night watching NBC. And it's going to be the same thing this fall when the Big Ten Network and NBC then has got the Big Ten Conference. NBC is going to have a Saturday night primetime Big Ten football game. So Saturdays are going to mirror Sundays, and then NBC comes back on Sunday night. So we're watching football late into the evening. All right, latest on Purdy. I see Montana gave him a ringing endorsement, which is huge. People still listen and care about Joe Montana. What do you think? He'll inherit the job, or obviously his rehab is going to really dictate exactly what they do come camp time.
I don't think – well, actually, first, Montana said Jimmy should be the quarterback next year. That was the full quote. He did give Purdy a ringing endorsement, but he also said he would retain Jimmy and
that.
He should be the quarterback.
You're telling me something I didn't know.
Yeah, he said Jimmy,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then,
well, you know what? I take back all those nice things I just said about Montana.
But in terms of Purdy versus Trey Lance, I think at best it should be an open competition in camp. Yes, Brock Purdy was great. We don't know how his elbow is going to be. And to be fair, you still don't know what you have with Trey Lance. Every time it's like, okay, Trey Lance, his keys. Something happens, an injury or just a downright awful play, whatever it might be. I think they still need to give him a full opportunity. And it's not like they haven't tried to give him an opportunity. The opportunities have been there. Circumstances have prevented him from attempting to thrive given the keys to the offense. So I think at best it'll be an open competition just because they do want Trey Lance to do something. If he can, even if it's just proving that he can run an offense successfully, they can trade him and it creates some trade value at minimum. So they want to give Trey Lance an opportunity, and they know they've got Brock Purdy on a contract that's almost laughable. So that's the time for teams to succeed in the NFL. I think it'll be an open competition if Purdy is healthy. If he's not healthy, hands down, Trey Lance's team, and depending on how he plays, we'll see if Purdy touches the field.
Where do you think Garoppolo will end up? Where do you think Aaron Rodgers will end up? Because they're obviously connected through Vegas. I still think Aaron Rodgers is going to go to Vegas. I know here on the East Coast, or Midwest and East Coast, they're saying the Jets. Real quick, I know we're short on time. What do you think on those two real quick?
Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay, and Vegas should not want Jimmy Garoppolo because, honestly, that's a downgrade from Derek Carr. I think Garoppolo goes to Tampa.
It looks like Carr and the Saints are kind of making googly eyes at each other. That'll be interesting to watch. Dominic's Download, brought to you by Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub. Eat there or else, because they are going to have a whopping crowd on Sunday. You can go to MuggsysPizzaHouse.com or you can call 515-599-6215. For all the Iowa listeners, 515-599-6215. Get your table, 44 plasma TVs, unbelievable food and drink specials for the big game. Big game 57 coming up on Sunday at Muggsy's. Dominic's Download also presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. As we come back, we'll look at what we're screaming about in the world of sports this Monday into a Tuesday throughout the night on Sports Overnight America. It's Calling All Sports. on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here. We'll Tube Talk it coming up.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way. Dominic, excellent job today. Fred Smith, outstanding. The common man, the common fan. Let me just delve into this real quick. You know, Celtics, Pistons tonight. I'll be dying to see how many. Let me look at the injury report. You know, the one thing I'll say about the NBA when I get upset about this, they don't even lie about it anymore. They used to just have guys fake injuries, you know, and then put them on the injured, you know, put them on the injury report. They don't even do that anymore. They just put rest on the injury report. I just think it's just terrible. Okay, so just Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown's out with an illness. So we'll see what that is. I see the University of Minnesota basketball team too just begged out of a game due to COVID. So the national emergency is going to end in May, but COVID's still popping up all over the Midwest. Marcus Smart out. He's still got the bum ankle. Gallinari's been out all year. Cornette's out with an ankle, and Jaylen Brown is out tonight. I'd be interested to note whether Jaylen Brown is really sick. I'm trying to think if there's another scenario. The Nets are home tonight to the Clippers. And, of course, without Kyrie, Bulls, Kings, Rockets, Bulls, Spurs, not a big deal. Warriors at home to the Thunder. Milwaukee's on the road. Let's see what Milwaukee does in terms of injuries tonight. Look at this. The Greek Freak, game time decision knee. Portis is out, and Serge Ibaka is out. So there you go. The NBA is up to their old. It's just East Coast or Midwest teams go west or vice versa. West teams go east. They rest guys on these road trips. Makes my head hurt. Drives me absolutely nuts. Kansas-Texas tonight, probably going to carry the torch in college basketball. NHL resumes later on in the week. Good job out of Dominic Jimenez with his download. Fred Smith, the common man, the common fan, was stellar. Good job out of the whole crew. We're back at it tomorrow, 6 East, 5 Central, 3 Pacific. I'm Marty Terrell calling all sports. Here on Sports Byline, SiriusXM and the digital app 967 on SiriusXM.com and the American Forces Radio Network. Enjoy your Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Byline.